A University of Nevada, Reno student made headlines this weekend after a photo showing him at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, circulated nationwide. The 20-year-old's participation sparked outrage among many fellow students and community members who were calling for his expulsion. But UNR President Mark Johnson said yesterday the school does not have a legal reason to do so. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick sat down with an expert to learn more about why the university made that decision and the differences between free speech and hate speech.
Patrick File is an assistant professor of media law at the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Patrick, thanks for joining KUNR.
You're very welcome. Happy to do it.
All right, let's start off. Let's just talk about free speech. Where do we stand with free speech right now?
It's what you might call a critical juncture. Freedom of speech is a principle and a value that is at the center of our democratic society. And now is a moment where some of those values are being tested. We deal in hypotheticals in law a lot, and we are reaching a kind of what do you do point in many ways with what speech we would truly stand up for and where we might draw the line and why we might draw the line where we might draw it and exactly how free we think speech should be.
Are there restrictions on free speech? I mean, are there things that aren't protected?
So as a general rule, speech can't be banned or punished purely because it's hateful or offensive. Where it can be punished or banned and where the Supreme Court has allowed this to happen is when speech expresses a true threat, which is to say it is threatening against an individual with violence or, you know, a death threat. This also applies to incitements to violence. A general incitement, let's go get those guys, or let's start a revolution, or, you know, something like that, is generally going to be too broad. It's got to be something that's aimed at inciting and likely to incite imminent lawless action. And then thirdly is fighting words. In 1942, the U.S. Supreme Court decided a case, Chaplinsky versus New Hampshire, that essentially said that there are some words delivered in the right context and in the right way that basically have the effect of force. They are violent in and of themselves.
The events from this weekend in Charlottesville, they bring up this idea of hate speech. What is hate speech, and is what we saw this weekend in Charlottesville, is that an example of hate speech or speech that could be banned?
Right. Well, so you're asking two questions, right? Is it hateful speech that's offensive to many people and ultimately, you know, sort of noxious? Sure, of course, right? It's hateful. It's offensive. At the same time, that in and of itself is not something that allows under the First Amendment the government to prevent it from being said or from a rally from taking place.
I want to shift a little bit to the attention that's been given to a UNR student who was photographed during the rally this weekend. Mm-hmm. And there's been some calls to fire this person or expel this person. I'm curious to know, first of all, can the university do that? Is that a violation of his First Amendment rights?
As a general rule, because the university is a public institution and therefore, you know, is the government, the student does have First Amendment free speech rights. And therefore, punishing, sanctioning, or expelling this student for the speech and the speech alone would be itself quite likely considered to be a violation of First Amendment rights. And so that would be something that would be challengeable.
It seems to me that the university could be in a potentially awkward position of keeping students safe on campus while still allowing the flow of ideas. What are your thoughts on the university's position right now and kind of some of the challenges that they may be facing as the school year starts?
Right. One of the things that has been clarified in this debate a bit is this distinction I think we ought to make between physical safety where, you know, again, these situations where we're dealing with speech that is not protected, right? Threats to people's life and limb. At the same time, we also have on the other side of the ledger, I think, concerns about intellectual safety. That by allowing people to express those ideas that we're, you know, corroding the community and that we're headed in the wrong direction, that is where the First Amendment would counsel us to say this is a discussion that we must have, that at a university of all places, and if those ideas are noxious and disgusting to us to the point that they are not able to be accepted in the marketplace, then that is how our democracy is meant to function, right? And it's not always easy. We're working in a world of all caps on Facebook and tweets and Instagram posts that don't necessarily lend themselves to nuance. It may not always just be that simple. And where but at a university to have that conversation.
Patrick File is an assistant professor of media law at the University of Nevada, Reno. Patrick, thank you so much for chatting with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.